World Interfaith Harmony Week is observed every year in the first week of February. This has emerged from the United Nations General Assembly resolution that promotes a worldwide celebration of interfaith harmony among member states. In a courtesy call to faith-based representatives through the ERC, interfaith harmony was discussed, including the common factor that harmonizes the faiths.
Unity and diversity is the grounds that interfaith dialogues would have based on over the years. And the common ground is that all scriptures proclaim primarily that God is one. So on the ground that God is one.
When asked about what their organization can do to help society to harmonize with faith and get back to a higher moral standing, C.D. Neil Backus, who is the secretary of the Interreligious Organization of Guyana, had this to say.
When we were growing up as young people, it takes a village to bring up somebody, not only the parents alone. And secondly, religion has never been a problem or a conflict from the time this country exists to where we are now. So that stuff has worked. But there's a lot of things going on in social media. And religious community, from the Muslim perspective, have to be mindful of what is filled out there, so that at the end of the day, children can able to, especially young people, can able to understand right from wrong and to act accordingly.
Dr. Alfonso Porter spoke on the evidence he sees of faith-based harmony positively impacting society.
The fact that in the Guyanese society, it's normal that neighbors are of different religious persuasions, and those neighbors don't allow the religious things to bother them from their day-to-day activities. They still relate, they still share food.
The religious leaders all vow to do their part to ensure harmony among their parishioners and to provide a better harmony among faiths. NCN News, Samuel Gillis.